Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Sean.
I'm Tom.
I'm Joel.
Boys.
Sean.
What's the name of this podcast?
How Good's Footy. It's shit today, Sean. This is a funeral episode.
It's a sad day. Normally, what coming into today, what listeners would have hoped to have heard is the intro to the episode and then the sound of a pair of clippers firing up. No clippers.
No clippers. No screaming. Respectful.
Haven't had a haircut in a really long time.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
It's going to be a sad haircut to book in now.
I'll just never do one.
Yeah.
You don't get to.
I'll never get a haircut again.
The footy gods leant down and they decided that maybe a bald Sean with a mustache is too dangerous.
They were worried for public safety. Mm.
Honestly, I was
They were right to worry.
Yeah. So we are recording this immediately after the AFLW
big gamble by us to make that decision.
Hey, sometimes you win.
It's not a gamble. It's just a dumb fuck choice.
Hey, man.
Whose fucking idea was that?
I wish I knew.
All of us.
I wish I knew. I think he's sitting to my left, Joel.
So, episode started where you've... Instead of hearing the usual chaos and happiness and the here we go, you've heard the sounds of a man's attempt to find inner peace, the sounds of Max Richter. And listeners, let us know if that has helped because all post-game... For the last hour during speeches, it was just playing on a loop as Sean tried to process Brisbane's loss to Melbourne. And yeah, Sean, how you feeling?
Terrible. Footy's bad.
Mm. It is sometimes, Sean. Mm. Footy can be...
But footy is life in the sense that it's not always going to be good, is it?
No.
Life's famously bad sometimes.
Do you know what is good?
Went on a bit of a journey this year.
Yes.
And when the men's season ended... That was a sad journey.
Yeah.
A frustrating journey.
Yep.
This was the light.
Yep.
Oh, I reckon a win today would have... guaranteed would have given me inner peace for probably minimum 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Longer.
Yeah.
And a cold head for that long too, probably. Maybe it would have never grown back.
Maybe. That's always the gamble.
That's the price you pay and worth it.
The question I've got to ask you, Sean... The win today would have given you inner peace, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
Did the previous win not? Does that mean you have actually tasted inner peace?
I think I got a little jolt of it then, but I think too, just with the rate the women's game's growing, like this premiership would have meant heaps more than the previous one, like undoubtedly. Yeah.
I did, as a joke, say before, this is the first premiership that counts. And
because of all 18 teams?
Yeah. And... Yeah,
Well, I mean, just driving here today, I was just thinking about all the stories. You know, Lutkin's coming back after doing an ACL this year.
Yeah.
8 months.
Coming back, playing her 50th game. Like, there's just so many stories in Brisbane.
There was psycho talks at the start of the game that maybe it was her last game today.
That just sort of came out of nowhere, and then Zilke sort of just fueled it by being like, well, I don't want to create any headlines.
And no one has announced their retirement at the time of recording.
No.
So we don't know if it's her last game, if it's Daisy's. I wouldn't think it's Luckin's last game. She just got back and she's still a Jet. So
yeah.
Play on.
Do you reckon anyone will retire from the Lions?
Well, I think you might see some players move, for sure.
Yeah.
Friend of the show has mentioned a couple names we won't go into that potentially on the radar of movement. We don't know.
Rumors, whispers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's so rare that a premiership winning team plays together again. So I don't know the stat for the losing team because no one cares about the losing team. So you never know about it, do you?
They're forgotten to history.
They're forgotten. So, and this, yeah. So this group might not.
Yep.
I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Melbourne, obviously.
Yes.
Big win.
And Daisy's
one
legacy.
One of the pioneering teams, the pioneering coach. Daisy's a jet. I said today, I love Daisy Pierce, but not during the game.
No.
And I think that's normal.
Yeah.
It's quite normal for a man to say, I hope she catches fire.
Yeah.
Well, and she did catch fire, but just in a...
In the wrong way.
Good
yeah.
Way.
Yeah.
Good no, way for her. No, it's incredible. And she spoke really well after the game. And I'm very happy for her. And for Coach Mick.
Yeah.
That's a good coach.
Yeah.
Very well-respected coach.
There was another huge speech after the game.
Yes. Shannon Campbell won best on.
Yeah.
Announced at the start of the speech, sorry if I can't talk. I've been over there throwing up.
Trying not to throw up.
I think because it's 30 degrees and she ran her fucking guts out.
Probably the best game she's ever played.
Yeah.
She was unbelievable.
She played a lot of good games.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was... Very deserving winner.
We talked during the game. You asked me if Allinger was the most underrated player in the AFL. Shannon Campbell probably is, to be honest.
Well, not anymore, because she just won best on ground in a grand final.
Said fucking primetime TV.
Oh, and then apologised. Sometimes a player will say a fuck and then kind of be like, oh. Her apology was like she was so angry at herself for saying fuck on TV.
She said, I'm really fucking proud of you. Then you saw her face make the visual equivalent of like, oh, no. And then
I shouldn't have sworn. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have sworn. I'm so sorry. Big.
I reckon.
Brie Conan spoke well. For my money.
Too long.
Don't do a Taylor Walker.
No.
But you can get up and be very respectful of the other team. Thank your team. Quick thank you of your sponsors. We don't need the long.
Would you say Dane Rampey is the epitome of a wonderful concession speech?
It was a great speech. I think keep it short. You can talk for 30 seconds and be very gracious. You don't have to talk for 3 minutes and thank you for
I think she was a bit rattled, so she was relying on the cue cards a lot more.
Yeah.
She
was a champion to get back out and play in the second half.
Yeah.
They talk at the end there, I think you're out of the room, was that it might be a medial.
Yeah.
Then someone said, oh, hopefully it's not a dreaded ACL. And I'm like, if it was an ACL, she wouldn't be fucking out there.
Who said that? Was it Daniel Hardford?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. How does he have a job in Trent Cooper not?
I think Katie Underwood asked Chloe Malloy and
Ellie Blackburn
what their plans are in finals next season, and they said, "Be."
She said, "You want to be in there for a bit longer then?" And Ellie Blackburn
Fox,
was like,
"That Fox coverage was a fuckwit convention." I'm sorry. I love Ellie Blackburn.
Yes,
she's excluded from that champion. For fuck's sake, the coverage was just—it was a shambles, really.
Yeah.
How about the announcer after the game? Rattles off the first five premiership medals. Then we get a backlog because players slowly come up, have to shake hands with the kid. Like, fuck me.
They got up to Taylor
I
Harris.
Thought it was because of the weather, but it wasn't. She just freaked out.
Yeah. And then she sort of made a joke about it, being like, oh, I should slow down a bit.
Also,
like,
she was throwing in comments. Oh, I'm loving these celebrations, girls. Shut up. You have one job, to read out a name slowly. A shit show.
But yeah.
A lot of big performances during the game, though. I know that I've obviously had a Taylor Harris bias for a long time, but she got a gash on her face during the game, so had got pulled off for a blood roll.
Bled heaps.
Very late. Was in a play where there was just blood pissing out of her face, basically.
Yep. Killed somebody on the way off.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Put him into bed and went,
Monahan's
don't
fault for not being like, hey, umpire.
Yeah.
Do you want to do something correctly today? One fucking thing? Get her off the ground.
Okay.
No, Monahan needs to be smarter there. That's like, just point it out.
Yeah.
Just point it out.
Look,
Phoebe. But because of that, so... Taylor Harris got patched up, got back out on the ground. But then for some reason during the team photos, I guess she decided she wasn't bleeding.
Took the Band-Aid off.
So she took the Band-Aid
off.
Took
it off and probably smiled and that stretched the skin and just blood.
Yeah, so now in the team photo, she just has blood all over her face.
Yeah, but that's bad. That's badass. I'm a big fan of that.
But she like...
She knows what she's doing.
No, but she looked... Because there was also a shot of her straight after it where she was like wiping the blood off being like, whoops.
Yeah, that's just...
Doesn't know her own powers.
Yeah, too strong.
Too strong.
Melbourne, much better team.
Yeah,
I think for second, third, fourth quarter.
They seem to have a better plan, or at least were less rattled by Brisbane's plan than vice versa.
Yeah, to be honest, it went the opposite to how I thought it would go. I thought Melbourne might come out strong and then Brisbane would wear them down with the heat. And Brisbane just...
Well, Melbourne seemed fucking rattled in the first quarter.
They did, yeah.
They couldn't hit a target.
And Brisbane barely had a forward entry that was any sort of control.
Yeah.
Outside of, you know, the brilliant one from Grider early on to Dakota and
yeah.
and that.
Geez, Grider was good early and throughout
lots
the game
of bombing
too.
It in. Wardlaw had no effect. Bodie couldn't really do anything. Hodder couldn't do much, had tackles and pressure and had a period where she lit up, like yeah. in that last quarter.
And was quite influential once she got up onto the ball.
Yeah, I just think I'd say we probably lost in the middle.
Yeah.
Stark started enormously and tackled well all day.
Yeah.
16.
But I don't think the midfield group, I think Melbourne's midfield group were too good. They allowed control. Brisbane never really had any control. We just absorbed, our backline absorbed so much pressure, so many inside 50s from the second quarter onwards. And then it was just sort of like, on the rare occasion we get it, let's bomb it down. And because of the forward line we have, it's like, oh, fuck, anything could happen here, and then nothing happened.
Well, yeah, because, like, you're all right off half back. Like, once you were able to get clearances.
Well, yeah, Grider, that's where all the best players for Brisbane today yeah. were, because that's where the ball sort of sat.
And then
Grider and Conway.
But yeah, we'd get to, like, towards Brie the
Conan
end.
Conan did some good stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, like.
But yeah, once the ball was getting to, like, the end of the, like, quite, like, the last kick, yeah. I guess.
They broke down forward of the centre.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And just.
Orla didn't have the same. That's pretty much all his season, I think. She just hasn't had the same burst, hasn't been the same All-Australian sort of caliber player.
My question... Batesy
was probably well held to an extent. She had moments. Same with Sfark. Ellie Anderson, she did okay. If you looked at the average numbers, though, I guess she's down on her averages this year, so it's a good job by Melbourne. Paxman didn't go absolutely off either.
No, she only had 10 touches.
Yeah, so, like, the other players stepped up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Eliza West and Purcell with a... Did the damage for the
Hickey
day.
Didn't give us enough probably in the ruck. I thought Conway was a bit jittery.
Yeah.
Not super clean with the ball. Ruby Sfark suffers from the same curse, I think.
Yeah. It was
she has moments where she can be so quick and exciting, but there've been moments this season where I've been like, for fuck's sake, you've just got to get a handle on the ball and your decision making. There's one moment when she took it and played on and ran onto the inside into another player. And it's just like, what the fuck are you doing? There were moments like that. Probably never get over this because I'm a bitter, bitter man. Zimmy should have played.
Yeah.
And I fucking can't believe that they wouldn't play her. And then you look at it and you go, wow, would have loved some X Factor. A fast player who can take a grab and make something happen.
X Factor in the forward line is exactly what you were
missing. It's not even that. It's that she's a very, for someone her size and speed, she's a great contested grab.
Yeah.
And if you put her into that forward line, it means that someone has to play on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't kick players when they're down after losing a grand final, but I could easily name two or three players that shouldn't have been in that team ahead of her.
Yeah.
And it's fucking annoying. And every week of the finals, I've looked at it and seen her as an emergency and been like, what the fuck are we doing?
Is she not at 100%?
Well, she's not at 100%. Why is she named as first emergency every week?
Like, football clubs are fucked.
Yeah,
well, insane. Then just say that then. Like, because I'll look at that and go, well, you guys have failed at selection. You should have picked her. She's in our best team. So why does she not play? Maybe she's injured. It's just frustrating. X Factor. They just didn't have that little bit extra.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying to watch these shortened quarters with a time on's cook.
Oh, it's...
Because so quickly that last quarter turns into like, oh, fuck, there's 8 minutes of the season left. And it's just stressful and tense. And Melbourne just defends so well and you can't get anything happening.
Like, I think we're at a point now, if we've got 18 teams now in the comp, the league's growing, the skills every season are improving... The pathways are getting better. The plays are getting better. You can have full-length games. Or if you're not going to go full-length games, give them time on.
Yeah.
If you go, all time right, on. We're going to go 16 minutes, but there's going to be time on.
Because to be honest, in general, I don't mind the length.
Yeah.
I actually like that aspect of women's footy, that it doesn't fucking absorb your entire day like the men's game does. It's kind of done in 2 hours. It's great.
Yeah.
It's just
time on.
I think you just notice it when you really want to win a premiership and you're like, for fuck's sake, in the men's game there would still be like 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
When there's like 6 minutes left.
But Chelsea Randall made this point last week when Adelaide got knocked out, but she said that, you know, we're at a level now where we can play those longer quarters. Or if you're not going to play longer quarters, time on.
She knows better than I, but maybe her team's at a level that they can do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blowouts. Like, you want Sydney to play full length quarters? You'll see more blowouts.
100 points.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. What I mean is, though, 15 minutes, but with time on.
Yeah, I'm with you with time on. It's fucking annoying to, like, watch seconds tick off.
There was some big moments today, though. There was that massive tackle in the goal square.
Matt Grider.
Yeah.
That would be an iconic fucking T-shirt or an artwork.
Yeah.
That I'd frame on my wall. But now it's just attached to a sad thing.
Yeah.
But she was
so
mighty today.
Very good, yeah.
The Oval looked fantastic.
Oh, sounded good too.
It was pumping.
Yeah, I'll take that vibe any day to like a Marvel stadium where they're like shutting off levels and stuff like that.
Yeah, and the roof's closed.
Marvel's a bit soulless. I look at that ground today and it's weird because it's the first ever game there, but it, you know, it looked like it's got a soul to it, and that's because of the people, really.
There's a bit of chaos in the background too. There's a big boom gate that was distracting. There's a boom gate
that at one point looked like a goalpost weirdly was collapsing and killing people.
I think, though, the thing about Marvel that I think makes it soulless is that the roof is always closed, even when it's packed and pumping.
It's a cold venue, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's not. It's not like we were at that Brisbane Collingwood men's game where they won after the siren and the vibes were great. But the energy, like, imagine that at the MCG.
Huge. Imagine that at Michael Voss Oval.
Oh. Right. It's weird. I feel like to play footy and enjoy footy, I need to be able to see the sky. I need to be able to know what's going on above my head.
Today while watching it, it's really nice to see a packed crowd and trees.
Yes.
I like being able to watch trees when I'm watching footy. There's something about it that's just nice.
I've been able to see stuff.
Yeah, Marvel can get fucked.
Maybe when you're seeing trees and you're watching footy, it reminds you of going for a walk to calm down, so you're getting some inner peace while you're watching the footy.
You get a little bit of both. You get nature and you get footy. You get two beautiful things coexisting.
Yeah.
If you could get a little bit of ocean in the background, Jesus Christ.
Well, you know where you'd get that. Trevor Barker Memorial Beach Oval.
Wilson Storage, Trevor Barker Memorial Beach Oval.
Yep. Bit of beach, bit of sand.
Bit of sand.
You want to open your mouth and scream when your team kicks a goal and get a kilo of salt.
Yeah.
Sorry, sand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And salt, you're pretty close. Yeah, get dehydrated just from going to the footy.
Yep.
And not from coming.
I reckon if you're high enough at GMHBA, you can see the bay.
How high?
I'm going to test that out when I go there next
time. Oh, you've never been that high up, have you?
Yeah.
Well.
Must be nice to be down there front. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you go up in the nosebleeds for once in your life, mate?
Well, mate, I was up on level 4 for the grand final.
You. I'm sorry, Tom.
you provided me with a delicious lemon rusky today, Sean.
I'm also having a rusky. I've got to say, it's good.
I've not had a rusky since I was 20. And
I was talking to you and Scaredy Boys host Damo about them the other day, and then went and bought some. May have even smuggled one into Knives Out.
Whoa! Oh,
Great film, Glass Onion.
Glass Onion, sorry. Yep. Knives Out Mystery.
That's huge. did it pair well with the film?
Yeah, I think it did.
Well, that's good.
I felt good drinking it, rather than the $8 watered down fucking whatever they're serving.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else to... I mean, look, it was a very exciting game.
Let's just say it. Umpiring. Shambolic. I don't want to be a sore loser because Melbourne were by far the better team deserved to win.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think umpiring on both sides was... Like, first half, Melbourne copped it. Second half, the old famous square up. Umpires went out at halftime, checked their stats, and went, Jesus Christ.
They also were calling a lot of holding the balls in the first quarter that they then did not call in the last quarter.
This is the rule that makes me want to kill myself, honestly. Holding the ball. You've got to pay it. They don't pay it enough in AFLW.
Yeah.
And it drives me fucking crazy. I asked you at one point about if I was allowed to punt, like there's a table in there. I wasn't sure if it was new. Am I allowed to punch this table?
Yeah.
I spent most of that fourth quarter stomping around the studio there looking like, what can I punch and not break?
Yeah, that table would have been your best bet.
I punched a chair at one point. Yeah. I kicked the hell out of that carpet that's rolled up down there.
Oh, yeah, good.
You know when you kick something for the first time and you think, this could be bad for my foot?
Mm-hmm.
Medium bad.
Sean will be out for the
year.
But
adrenaline went for a second kick.
Ah.
Yeah.
Was that your undoing?
It hurts a bit. Hit my leg at one point. I can still feel that one.
Yeah.
I heard that one.
Yeah. But it's like, honestly, as an impartial viewer, like, it's got to be fucking frustrating. You watch these brilliant tackles or players dragging at it. Just pay a fucking holding the ball. No wonder we've got so many tackles. No wonder Cathy Svart can have 16 because they just go, all right, let's go again. No, pay a free kick and get the ball moving forward.
Well, it's
the one thing in the game that gives me the shits.
I can't remember who the tackle was on or who did it, but there was literally a play where
she got tackled twice.
She had to get tackled twice.
Yeah, she got done holding the ball the first time. Umpire said play on, and then did she stand up and keep going? They tackled again.
No, she didn't get off the ground.
She didn't get off the ground. She just picked the ball up and then let it go again. And they went, oh, that's holding the ball that time.
It's honestly, I think the standard of the umpiring is just not good enough.
Well, because they don't have, correct me if I'm wrong, there's one or two, AFLM professional umps.
I'm not sure.
And then two or three
the setup is.
Next tier down ones, I think.
Yeah. It's just, all I know is it's fucking annoying.
but onto just some
And if I'd won, that would have been forgotten.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't change the fact that the umpiring was still pretty subpar in most parts of the game, I thought.
Across the year, there's been some weird stuff.
I don't think I'm ever going to find peace.
Yes, you will.
Sean, I don't think it's going to happen either.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you understand.
Yeah.
No, Sean, you'll find it.
You don't know what you're talking about.
It's easy to find inner peace when your team's in 8 out of 10 grand finals and your other team that was shit is now also a top 4 team. And
I just really wished that right now Tom was nervously shaving my head.
Yeah. People were hoping for a totally different vibe to the
Why
episode.
Would I be nervous?
Well, you were last time. You're a bit like,
Sean, I've had practice.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, Tom.
Yeah, mate. Now we know there's no regrets in how you look with a shaved head, so he'd be firing it up immediately.
Muscle memory.
Got that tattoo yet?
No.
There's been another premiership.
A whole other season's gone past.
I've spoken to you both that I was ready to go, and then I had to pay $800 at the dentist.
All right, mate.
We don't need
to hear about the personal side of things.
Floating around for a tat. But I will now.
Can I just say,
since
we talked about this last week, I have not received an apology.
That's right.
And in fact, I would say someone's doubled down by responding to a happy grand final day tweet from How Good's Footy,
with
a lion attached to it, because, hey, we're a Lions show,
as we're
a Bombers and a Geelong show.
It's true.
And a certain someone posted, go Deez.
Is it Terrence time with Tom?
I think it's Terrence time with Tom.
Time for Terrence.
Time for Terrence with Tom. There's that clock. Oh, beautiful. Terrence, I don't know what you're doing. You told me on the phone that you were excited for Daisy to win a premiership, and I said, what's that about? What about Brisbane? And you said, yeah, I know, but...
Did he say anything about me and the apology?
I didn't know. I thought he'd emailed in, actually, to be completely honest.
No email. I've checked the inbox. There's nothing from Terrence Reed in there.
Yeah.
Terrence, I think we need 2 apologies.
No DMs on Twitter, which we know he knows how to use.
I'll just say this. Don't want it.
Oh, no.
Don't want the apology.
I'll fight you. That is my dad.
But I should add, in defense of Terrence, he very kindly donated money to my Movember. So that perhaps was the
duality
apology.
Of man.
Yeah, that may have been the apology.
Yeah.
Terrence contains multitudes.
The best
multitudes.
Apology one can give, money.
Yeah, fair enough.
To charity. Will you fight
Does
my
that
dad
mean he
for
wants
charity?
A fight?
Are you going to fight my dad for charity?
Terrence is trying to fight you for charity.
No, as we discussed in Scaredy Boys, our Halloween special.
Yes.
I couldn't beat Terrence in a fight.
The Red Mist had come in and he'd kill you.
I could beat my dad and Damo's dad, but not Terrence.
Yeah. I've actually got an update on that Red Mist paintball story. At the wedding, during his speech at the wedding, Dad apologized to Dan, who was the kid that he shot in the head at point blank range. I said, that's just not who I am. You know, I'm really sorry. And then there was a long pause and he went, I'd do it again though.
Well, we're doing wedding updates, because there's something crazy that you just, you know, it slipped your mind somehow. And I'll read it out. Yeah, and like listeners will be able to I guess that's not a big deal. It makes perfect sense that you would gas your own speech up, but fail to mention that your brother, Jacob, at his own wedding, made an impromptu speech.
Oh,
yeah.
Where
he did the entire of Theoden. Is that
Theoden's Helm's Deep speech.
Theoden,
did that at his wedding.
Yeah. That wasn't, like, he didn't get up on the mic. That was just on the dance floor. He just started doing it.
And?
Was it the speech from Two Towers or Return of the King?
I think it was the speech from,
It's the one that ends with, now for wrath, now ruin, and a red dawn.
Yeah. Beautiful.
The best one.
Yeah.
He did it. And I think his friend Louise joined him for the back half.
Well, I can't believe you didn't tell us that. That's the one detail from the wedding that we weren't invited to that I would have liked to have known about.
My speech was pretty good.
No one cares about your speech.
We know, because I'm just reading back at this group chat you're not in. Jacob said, did Thomas tell you boys about my impromptu speech at the wedding? Sean said, that absolute cunt did not. A lot of chat about how good his speech was, though. So, we've heard how good your speech was, Tom. You won't stop telling us.
Well, telling you again.
Yeah.
It's been
a massive fucking year, can I just say. That was 381 games.
Yeah.
We've been recording since February.
Yeah.
Maybe earlier.
Earlier, maybe.
We started in January.
Normally, we'd be finished by now. This has been a...
I like a long holiday.
Well...
I can get one.
Sean, I think you're about to.
But I thought I was going to get a premiership out of it and a shaved head.
Didn't get either of those.
Didn't get anything.
No.
All I've got now is a potential AFLM coach who's a bit of a fuck.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, it's
time will tell.
Yeah. It's like, it's so flattening to do a podcast after a grand final where, like, I was neutral, but
we were on, well, the outcome of Brisbane winning is significantly better for this show.
Yeah.
This is our second flat post grand final episode.
Yeah.
We had one in 2020.
Yeah, true. We didn't do that immediately after, though.
So in some ways, I'm a hero for showing up for work.
Well, we would have, though, but we were in lockdown and we weren't allowed to watch the grand final together.
This is true. That was a sad time.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
We've rolled into Easter Monday losses straight from the G to the studio before, you and I.
That's true.
They're hard. So
it's not a premiership.
It's not a premiership, though. No, you're right.
It's a game against fucking Hawthorn.
So our last episode of 2021 was the 1st of December.
Yep.
Then we followed it up with an emergency episode the very next week because the AFLW fixture dropped.
That's right.
Then on the 5th of Jan was our first.
5th of Jan?
5th of Jan because season 6 of the AFLW started the weekend of the 10th of Jan.
Is there a fixture for the AFLM yet?
No, but it'll be March.
Is there a start date?
It'll be March.
I'll see you in March.
This is not
the... No, you won't, Sean. You'll see me every Friday for Scaredy Boys.
Fuck.
At least till the end of the year.
Look... This obviously hasn't been the chaotic and fun episode anyone wanted.
No.
But, look.
It's life. You never, ever get what you want.
But
well, that's Pixar.
I mean, but you might get what you need.
Well, except I didn't.
No, but yes,
so
you did.
So Pixar can fuck off too.
Sean.
It was better in the early days.
Sean, can I just say you did get what you need though?
Monsters, Inc.
You did get what you needed.
Toy Story 1, 2.
You going to list early Pixar films now?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the other ones.
Bugs Life?
Finding Nemo is very good.
Just going to ignore a Bugs Life, are you?
Bugs Life's fine.
Bugs Life's fucking great. Seven Samurai with ants.
But,
ants has Woody Allen in it.
Ants sucks shit.
Actually, Bugs Life has Kevin Spacey. Whoa, both bug movies, bad.
Yeah, look, the 90s is a troubled time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Aren't they all?
Sean, I think you got what you needed, though.
What?
Drinking a Rusky with your friends.
That doesn't mean shit to me. No offense to the Rusky.
Oh, fuck you, cut.
Was that a real laugh? I don't even know anymore.
So, look, I think to finish it up, we've actually just got emails sneak in at the last moment from Jess, who was at the game. Hey, boys.
Hosking?
It wasn't Jess Hosking. It wasn't Woosh.
Wardlaw?
Okay. Lions Jess.
Jess Wardlaw.
Badge Jess.
Oh, Badge Jess.
Well, yeah. This is also, Jess, it's also worth noting. So Jess, I think we said this in last week's episode, or it may have been off air. Either way, Jess is a member of the How Good's Brisbane group chat.
Yes.
And Jess took it upon herself to...
Yeah, legend.
Buy badges for everyone and mail them. Sean's
that
arrived.
That is absolutely huge by Jess, too.
Sean's unfortunately did arrive slightly too late to be wearing today, which means that we're getting them on Monday, which tomorrow...
I'll get them next year. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, well,
you will not see me.
I will.
I'm on a journey to inner peace, and that involves moving away. That's not a joke. I am actually going to be gone.
So, yeah.
Indefinitely.
grab those badges and
maybe I won't come back.
Well, that's the thing about the quests are in a piece. Sometimes quests go badly.
Or might turn out good for me.
You see the ocean, you're like, I get it. I'm all right now.
You got to spend the next few months contemplating what you must do against such reckless hate. And then you should ride out to meet it until you arrive there.
On a dairy cow.
Yeah.
So, Jess, no subject. Hey, boys. Well, I don't know what to say. The day started so well. The ground was looking amazing. People were cheering at the entrance, and I found my long-desired Kathy's Fark badge. And to quote a certain line, Springer's is going off. And despite the heat of the day and the looming storm, I was on a high. But alas, it wasn't to be. Credit to the D's, they were incredible and definitely deserved the flag, especially Daisy, but it won't take the sting away. We'll be back even better than now, and we'll take that flag back next year, hopefully without any fuck scheduling decisions by the AFL. So here's to another great year of footy. I can't wait to see how much it'll grow from now. Jess. Then Jess immediately follows up that email with a second email, which has a subject. Okay, I sent my nice email. Here's my angry one.
Oh, boy.
Hello again. I really hope that the AFL can put some fucking effort into fixing umpiring decisions in the AFLW. The league has been steadily improving in many areas over the years, but umpiring is not one of them. So many holding the ball decisions missed out on both teams. And Dax should have had a 50-meter penalty. You want to see the league improve more? Develop and improve umpires in the AFLW. I understand if you don't read this out. To be honest, it's just a rant. I've already sent my thoughts on the game as a whole, so please carry on. And I hope the How Good's Footy vibes continue. That's from Jazz. Jazz, I did read that one out. It did feel good to get that out there too. Obviously, kicking umpires is not something we want to do, but it was rough to see today.
It's not even necessarily the umpire's fault. It's the AFL doesn't invest
the resources. It's the AFL's fault.
The AFL. Every issue that dogs our sport is the organising body's fault. They don't invest enough time and effort to properly plan a season. So you're scrambling to find a venue a week before the game. You don't have facilities at every ground that are up to standard because they haven't again developed or invested money in the game. It's a disgrace. I saw an article today being like, will Gil be the best CEO the AFL has ever had? No. And I laughed my head off. We're yet to have a good AFL CEO because CEOs, fun fact, are not good. Yeah. CEOs are not your friend. You should kill them all.
And I think...
How good socialism?
I think to bring us home, and this is a good email that I think will lift all of us a little bit because I think this distills what the influence that How Good's Footy is having out there. And this is from Brandon from Canada. Subject, great job, lads. A full year of How Good's Footy was just what the doctor ordered after the chaos of the last two seasons. Thanks for being sick as. I was driving my 1.5-year-old to a play group while listening to this week's episode. Tom went on a rampage about Douche's COVID situation and said, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then I hear from the back of my van, huck, huck, huck. My wife was pretty disappointed, but I thought it was awesome. Best footy uncles there are.
Oh, dear.
Enjoy your well-earned time off, boys. Brandon from Canada.
Brandon, I'd like to apologize to your wife.
No, that's just hockey. That's puck, puck, puck.
Good.
1.5-year-old saying fuck is pretty huge.
That's pretty funny.
Well, this is actually a story that we haven't told on air, but has stuck with me. I think when I went to one of the men's finals with you and your brother, Sean, the story came up that your niece, was like, I went to the footy, you were talking about going to the footy with me, I think.
Yeah.
And then your niece was like, oh, is that the one that swears all the time? No, that's all of us.
That's all of us. So the answer is yes.
So yeah, we are bad footy uncles, or maybe the best. Mm. When you say footy uncle, How Good's Footy fits the bill perfectly.
It does. That's my footy uncles over there.
Yeah, one of my niece's favorite ones is just say, "Oh, for fucking sakes."
I think that sums up this season.
Three seasons in 1 year.
Three seasons in 1 year. Footy nearly killed us.
381 games later, we did it. And look, it's time for some off season.
Time to get all the way into basketball, I think.
I might do the overseas trip, like with the footy. I might go on a footy trip now. just go to Bali or something. Europe.
We going on a Bali footy trip, boys?
Yeah, I think that's...
No. Hey, like Joel. I said, you'll see me in March.
We're going to go on a Bali footy trip and come back with 18 tattoos.
Oh, yeah. I'll believe it when I see it, Tom. I'll have tattoos and you'll be like, oh, I couldn't pick the right one. So I'm going to get a 2017 premiership tattoo or something.
Buy me some cheap Boston Celtics jerseys.
I will, mate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listeners, yeah, we'll be back just before the next AFLM season starts.
Yep.
Keep stay subscribed. And yeah, we'll see you in March. 381 games later, we've asked the question, how good's footy? And look, the answer today might be bad, but overall, good, I reckon.
Yeah.
And I think, look, if you want to find us in the meantime, I'm on plenty of podcasts on the Sandspins Radio Network.
Yep.
Tom and Sean are hosts of Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday.
That's correct. We're going all the way to the end of the year. We'll take like a little break and then come back in January. We're almost at the end of our year of fear. And there's some juicy movies coming in the back half of this year.
Yeah, I've heard there's some big surprises. Yeah,
there's some big stuff. The one from Friday just gone was maybe the scariest movie we've watched all year. Maybe. Or maybe there's more coming.
And you can also, you can send us emails in the off season if you want. We'll get a backlog and answer those when we come back. So you can email us at howgoodsfooty. Or you can find us on Twitter. While Twitter currently still exists. Don't know how much longer that'll be going for, but I'm at douche13.
I'm an Orchid Trade and Sean's at Carney for 50.
Yeah, he's
five, but
he's
don't bother him. Sean's out of offices on for the next 4 months.
Sean's turn the microphone around.
Play my theme song, please.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. See you next year.